Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Sechas Maisa, in the Laws of Titan, the Sefer Zram, where the Rambam continues regarding the Kviyas, the obligation in Meiser. Now we discuss regarding the other things we had mentioned regarding Bayis and Chatzah in the previous Perek. Now we discuss regarding the other things which we had said there were six things that make a Kavua for Meiser. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding that of purchasing, which Mekach was one of the six things, what qualifies as the acquisition to make it obligated Meiser? So the Kech Peris Tolushin, if someone purchases a detached produce, which already had Gemar Malacha by the seller, and he buys it La'achlam to eat them, because if he bought them to sell them, then actually would not be yet Kavu L'maisa, but he buys them to eat them. So Nikbu L'maisa Medivrayim, so that acquisition thus makes rabbinically obligated for Maisa. Kamashbaran, like we explained in Perek Malacha Gimel, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Now, Me'imasa Yikavu, from when does it consider that it becomes Kavua, that obligated in Maisa? Mishiyit Nesadam, when once he gives the monies, even though he didn't even do the Kinyan Mashiach, which rabbinically is only then that it considers acquired, but once he gives the monies, even though he didn't draw it to himself, it becomes rabbinically obligated. Now, Harish Nesadam, but if the person did not give the monies, now he was selecting and putting it down, I feel like even though he's doing this all day, even though he made up his mind, whatever he's putting here on the side, he's going to buy. He has not become obligated in giving ma'aser because making up his mind is not an acquisition. But if he was a God-fearing person, from the moment he made up his mind, ma'aser, he should take off ma'aser, and then he should give it back to the seller, if he wants to give it back. Meaning, he should go ahead and take the monies that was the exchange of the ma'aser that he took and give that to the levy, because since he already took it, although he's not even going to end up buying it, but really, as a God-fearing person, he was already obligated on some level, and hence, he should give off the meiser, and after he took off the meiser, then give it back to the seller without actually getting anything in return, but he's paying for it if he wants to go ahead and give that back, because he really became obligated, even just making his mind again, if he's a Rishamai. Halacha Beis, halikech b'machub l'karka, if someone purchases what's attached to the ground, or shalakach talish, he took it, he bought it detached, but l'shleich l'chaberi, his intention was to send it to his friend, so loy nikbu. So then it did not become obligated ma'isa because the acquisition only establishes if he bought it when it's detached to eat it, because they made it similar to the biblical halacha, and biblically it's only when you have gemar malacha with the intention of eating for yourself, and not to sell it, as you said in the beginning of Perek Beis. So either if it's a problem, if it's mechubar, not detached, or even if it's talish, but it wasn't for himself, it was to give to his friend. And therefore, the yesh alechem amaroi, a person is allowed to eat it from it as a snack, again, not a meal, because it already reached inus amaisus, the time of when the obligation of maisus, but it's not considered as a kfiyas, because one did not have the mekach for himself to eat it. Halacha gimel emel chaber, if someone says to his friend, hey, lecha iser zeh, take this coin, this iser, but tell me by hey to einim, and in place of that, give me five figs, which did not have gemar malacha yet for ma'aser. Ha'ar is oichel achas u'patis, let's eat one at a time, meaning take one at a time and eat them, and it'll be patr. But if he combines them, chayav lasa, then he has to take ma'aser, because that's the gemar malacha, and the gemar malacha together with the mekach, which is keveh. Let's say he says, hey, lecha iser zeh, take this iser, be'estim to einim sh'avrali, with 20 figs that I will select, in other words, that the acquisition should take effect when I select those figs, but not right now when it's attached. So bar achas achas b'eichel, he could select one at a time and eat them. Let's say he says be'eshkel sh'avali, regarding the cluster that I'll select. So megargam min be'ilam b'eichel, so he could again take off one piece at a time from the tree and eat like that. Let's say b'rimen sh'avali, says in the pomegranate that I'll select, again part to be'ilam b'eichel, take off piece by piece and eat it like that. But v'tiach sh'avali, it says in the watermelon that I'll select for myself. So again, he could bend down on the ground and eat them. Now, but the mekitza says in the mitzvah, but let's say if he cut the figs and he combined them, or he went and he cut off the whole cluster or the whole watermelon. Ah, then chayv lasa, then he again has to take ma'aser because that's considered gemar malacha, and he had the mekach, which is keveah. Shereli kana elanitlish, because he has only acquired when it becomes detached, which therefore he's going to have to take off ma'aser because it's not considered attached. If it was attached, and that was the mekach, there would be patur. Here he'll have to take off ma'aser because the acquisition is when it becomes attached. Avul mamulah, but let's say he tells him, hey, lecha iser be'esrim te'enim elu, here, take this coin for these 20 figs. or for these two clusters, or these two pomegranates, or these two watermelons, which are attached to the ground and to the tree, then he could cut it in a normal way, even all of them together as one, and he could eat from it as a snack and be exempt, because in this case it does not become established as a sale, because they took them when they were attached, and an acquisition cannot take effect on, it cannot create the keviyas when it's attached. It has to have gemar melacha, and it has to have the mekach, but that's only when it's detached, not when it's attached. Halacha Dal Ram continues regarding another type of acquisition, that of chalipin and of matana of gifts. So amachlev im chaver. And Halacha Dal Ram says if someone he swaps im chaver with his friend. He's giving him one thing, he's giving something else back. Zelech or bezelech. Now, if it's a case where both of them have in mind to take these figs and they're going to eat them. If that's the case, that's already gemar malacha. It's ready to eat. So shneim nikbu lemaisis. So both of them become obligated maisis because that's the sale and that's what establishes the chiyuv. And even one at a time would be forbidden. And the reason is shor lekocha betalsh because he bought it from him when it's detached. But let's say zelikatzes. Let's say each one of them wants the figs to spread them out in the fields to dry them up. So it's not yet gemar malacha yet. Then shneim lo nikbu. So for both of them, it's not considered kavua. Sheinam mecha kaveh davash nikbu malachta because again, the sale cannot create a kaviyas. An obligation is something that did not have its malacha done yet, Kumesh Bran, like we already explained in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Now, let's say Lokacha Echad Perishach Lifla Achila. Let's say one of them, he took the produce that he swapped for eating purposes. Velokacha Acher Chalifim Laktaisim. The other one, what he's getting from the other one that he swapped with him, he's using it actually to dry it up. Okay, so then Zesha Lokacha Lachila Chablasa, the one who took it for eating purposes, it's already considered Gemar Malacha, and it's considered Mekar for Kviyas, and if he has to take off Mises. But the one that took it to dry it out, loynikbal ma'aser, not become kavu la ma'aser, because although it's a mekach, but again, it wasn't didn't have gemar malacha. Halacha hey, if someone says to his friend, save a laket l'cho chof te'enim mishali, go out and gather for yourself 20 of my figs from my tree, but he's only beginning to be maknet him when he actually does the lakita, and vani amali is crazy mishalach, and I'll fill up my stomach from yours, which are detached. Because if they would be attached, even if it would be chalipin, it would not be kaveh, because by mechuba, we said in Allah Chabez, cannot take effect, the kinyan, because he's acquiring it right after the first one does meshicha on his 20. So a tumor was detached. So shnei b'turim, in this case, they're both going to be exempt. Why? She'ein ze chalipin, because it's not chalipin, a halacha bartering, kadesh yimecher, so that it should be considered as a sale. The reason for that is because this person, it was not his intention when he agreed to take the 20, gather the 20 figs, cut the 20 figs off. It was only that he should be confident that his friend will fill up and be comfortable to eat from his house and fill up his stomach from it, but not as a sale, rather as a gift. So therefore, there's no real bartering over here. It's really all as a gift, both ways, and therefore don't qualify as a kinyan chalipin. So therefore, it does not. They're both exempt. But from say, but let's say you take more than one at a time, you combine them and you eat it. So again, that's chayiv. So that's going to be obligated because of that's considered gemar malacha. And v'hamatana in the kavaz kamecher. Now, however, a gift does not create a kivias like that of mecher, and therefore that will not have this halacha of even if you have a gemar malacha, it's not considered as a kviyas, as a matana, has to be as a sale, and we said even certain chalipins will not qualify as a kinyan. Halach above, Amma Oretz, Shoye Oive Bashuk V'Amma. There was Igdor Amos that was passing by in a street, in the marketplace. V'Amani says to people, T'lul Chem Teinim, here, take the figs as a gift. So, Oichlim, they let us eat it as a snack, who determined they're exempt from Maeser. Why? Shein HaMatana Kavas, like we said in the previous halacha, because the gifting does not create a kviyas. Same though it's gemar malacha, there's no kviyas yet, so you let it eat from as a snack. Now, v'mechnisu l'bateyem, but let's say they bring it to their house, so it depends. Im rebo amachnisim l'batem, if most people there, they take when they cut the figs, is to take home where the halacha is that you let it eat from as a snack until it becomes kavua for meiser in one of the six ways that we said in Perek Gimel. So then ma'asim ba'adai, then they definitively have to take off Maaser when they get home, because since it was Nama Oretz who was going through in the marketplace and it wasn't staying with it, he was just passing by, most definitely he's from the majority that bring it to their house and not from the miyut that bring it and sell it in the marketplace. So most definitely he did not yet take off Maaser and didn't even take off Truma Gedayla because they didn't even see the house yet. So therefore it's for sure Tevel and for sure the Maaser is definitive. But let's say that most of the people actually, they take their figs and they bring it to the marketplace. Which, so that's considered already gemar malacha, where you're not allowed to eat from it even as a snack. Then emasakn el demai. So then, again, most people would have taken the maisa, but ama oritz, we don't know if we trust. So then, as the halacha is always on ama oritz, that the, when you're going to buy it from him, you're only going to separate it as demai, as a suffix, not definitively as it was tevel. Because sheme iser ba'atkat chebel l'shuk. Maybe since it was obligated, maybe he did take off maisa, as most people would, but ama oritz maybe not. Ba'atkat chebel l'shuk, and only then he brought it to the marketplace. Now, b'mama, let's say he says, "Tulu lechem v'chnis labatim." Hey, take these figs and bring it to your homes. Kishamachnas labayis ma'aser demai. When he brings it to his house, then he has to take of ma'aser this talmid chacham, whoever it is, borrowed from him as demai, not definitively, because although we've been talking about the case where most people take it to their homes, but when he's saying here, take it to your house, as if he's telling to them, "Hey, bring it to your house, and I'll take care of it to separate it right now," because you know, although I'm also on my way home, but you know, I want you to take it home. I'll take care of it by the time you get home. So that's already a suffix. Maybe he did do it the meiser then, and maybe not. Or let's say nusli dav meru, but let's say he gave him a lot to eat, not just a few figs. Then afilo amale. Then even if he tells him tova chol take and eat, harizikim ishamale. It's as if he's telling him tova hachnis, go and take it to your home because you can't eat it all here on the road. It's just too much quantity. So there also is kind of the same halacha as when he tells him to take it to his home. Shein oichal chisak demai, that he can't eat until he fixes it as demai, as a suffix. Again, not definitively either way. Because we don't know if he did separate or he didn't, but it could be that he would have. Instead of it's not ma'asim vada, it's not definitive tevel. Well, let's say given something which you don't normally eat raw, where of course he's taking it home. Or you show your odim gadol. Let's say give it to a great person, which he doesn't normally eat in the street. Again, it's all the same thing as if he tells him to take it home. Whereas there is a masakin demai, within the tamal chacham, whatever it is, they got it from the amar, it has to separate as demai, because like as if he told him to take it into the house, again, which has the halacha, we're not sure did he separate from the maestros or not. Halacha zayin. Hoyush nine. Let's say there are two recipients. And amar, the amar says la'echa to one of them, tol vechol, go and take it and eat it here in the street. Vamla shayin to the second one, he says, tol vachnis, go and take it home. So he's telling them different things. Okay, so Zeh, the one that he says, take it and eat it. So Oichel, he can eat it as a snack out of the home. Upatun is exempt from Maaser because that's what we said. When he's telling him to eat it over here, that's for sure, that's a snack. Whereas Zeh, the one that he doesn't take it home, Oichel could eat it, but V'chayev, but he's actually Chayev because since he told him to take it home, it's like as if he's telling him, I'll fix it right away. And since he's trustworthy regarding Truma Gedayla, so actually, as the Rambam said in Perek Malach Gimel, the separation of Truma Gedayla actually makes it into a kvius, and therefore actually now that person is going to be chayiv to separate Maisers. Halacha Ches. Let's say he had people that was sitting by the gate, or by a store, and he says to them, the Sama Orts is passing by in the street, take and eat. So Hareya Elo Oichlam, they're allowed to eat as a snack, even in the store or in by the gate. Ubatrumin, they're exempt because since they didn't bring it into the gate or to the store only by just passing by, not as a permanence, so it's not going to be Kaveya for them, since it's not their own, as the Ram continues to explain. So for them, it's not like as if he's telling them, go and take it home, because they're right here. Whereas Ubalashor Balachanos, but the owner of that gate or of that store, Lo Yichlu Achi Asu Demai, they shouldn't eat until they first take a Maaser, again, as Demai. It's as if he says to them, go and bring it to your homes. Because for them, this is like their homes, as we explained in the Perek Da Halacha Tes and Yud. Ukvarbiyana really explained within Halacha Yud Aleph, Shayna Baye, Shayna Shalai Kevele, Kishava Pes Besecha. For the other people, a home which is not his, does not establish the obligation when you're just taking it through the payers. And therefore, the others are exempt, but the owner of that store would actually be obligated. Halacha Tes, the Ram continues regarding the acquisition and the gift as it relates to a worker. So Hasecha Sapa'ilam, if someone hires workers, lastly, maybe pays to work with him regarding his produce, so Bein Bitlushin, whether if it's the produce is detached, but it didn't have yet Gemar Malacha to be obligated in Maaser, or Bein Mechabarn, whether it's attached to the ground, Since biblically the Torah tells us that you can't hold back the workers from eating with the food that they're busy working with, so they could eat from it, and they're actually exempt from Meiser, because regarding the permissibility of the workers to eat, that's not considered as Gemar Malacha. So since it wasn't Gemar Malacha yet, so they're exempt from Meiser. Now, but if let's say he stipulated with them that they could eat from his produce regarding certain types of produce that the Torah did not give him rights, what does that mean? For example, let's say he stipulated with them hapoyel, with the worker, that his sons could eat with him, which the Torah only gives it for the worker, not the sons. Let's say that his son should eat for the wages, the worth from his produce. Or that even when he finishes working, that he could sit down with some detached produce and eat from it, which none of these are including the biblical permissibility of the obligation of giving the worker. So then that type of situation is forbidden to be eaten from until mice is taken from even as a snack. Because since here he's eating because of the stipulation, not because of the biblical obligation, so it's like an acquisition, like it's like a transfer, and therefore that would make it into a kvis, like we said of Mekach, to be obligated in Meisr. Halacha Yud, Schari L'Nakash Shemay B'Zeizim. Let's say he hired him to weed out with him by his olive grove, to tear out the small ones from the large ones, which does not biblically eat, because that's not considered part of the Gemara Malacha, it's just part of some intermediate process of just weeding. Now, but V'Hisna HaPoyel L'Sheichel B'Zeizim, but the worker stipulated, oh look, I'll do the work, but as long as they can eat from the olives, Harisa Oichel Min Ha'ilin Achas Achas Apata. So you could eat from each tree one at a time and be exempt, but if you combine them together, then you'd be obligated again, because that's considered Gemar Malach when you have more than one at a time, when you, what's called Tziruf, and again, so that you have Gemar Malach, and you have the Mekach, the acquisition, which, because that was not biblically from the Chiyav, it was just a transfer that they made up, which makes a Kviyas for Meisa after the Gemar Malacha, therefore there's going to be a Chiyav of Meisa. Lachid Alf, Schari L'Nakash Bim Tzalim. Let's say he hired him to weed out by his onions, but which again does not give him the biblical heter, but behisna lechel yarek, but the worker stipulated, as long as I could eat from the vegetables, meaning from the leaves of the olives. So again, mekarsim ala olive oichel, you could pluck one leaf at a time and eat it. But from say, if you combine it together, you do more than one at a time, chayv, you can be chayv, again, like in the previous halacha. Kitzitz hapoel, let's say the worker is cutting, which he is biblically allowed to eat. For example, let's say he hired him to harvest this that he's cutting, and shayuch litra shel zeisim. So the worker had made up in the work that he's doing. Kitzitz is that they had set an amount of the worker shayuch litra shel zeisim, that he could eat a litra of olives. So oichel achas achas, he could eat one at a time. But from tzeif, if he combines it together, chayv la'aser, he has to take off ma'isus. Why? Chayv bo oichel dover katzav, since he's eating a set amount, although he's allowed to eat, but harizik lekech, that's like as if they made a transfer. Shem tzeif nikva, so therefore if he's combining it together, again, that's going to create a kviyas because you have Gemar Malacha together with that kviyas of Mekach. But let's say Loikitz, let's say they didn't make up a certain amount. He was eating like the biblical obligation allows him to eat. Then Mitzaref Oichel Kamashetz, and actually combine together and eat whatever he wants to. Again, because although that would be Gemar Malacha, but that wouldn't be the kviyas yet. But that is as long as Shalei Yispes B'Melech, as long as he doesn't dip it into salt. Sobes B'Melech, but let's say he dips it into salt. Then achas achas moto, yeah, one at a time you're allowed to again, because that's not Gemar Malacha. But shtaim also, two at a time would be forbidden, because two already would be considered as Gemar Malacha. And then it would be a kviyas, not because of Mekat, but shrei nikvah b'melech, because actually one of the six ways, as we mentioned, paragimel, is that salting something actually makes it a kviyas for Meiser, and something has Gemar Malacha, and therefore that would make it already obligated Meiser. Halachid beis. Poyel sho yo'isa b'levasin. Regarding a worker that was working with inferior figs. So that doesn't give him the permissibility of eating from the high quality white figs. Let's say he's working with the high quality figs. He should not eat from the levasin until he goes and takes off meisin. The reason for that is because biblically you're only allowed to eat from what you're working on. If you're eating some other one, that's like a mekach, and therefore that makes it kviyas for meisin. Avol, but says the Rambam, yishli lemnoya atzma, the worker, he could hold himself back from eating when he's, let's say, working with the inferior figs. And actually, he gives him coming off until he gets to the higher quality B'nai Sheva ones, meaning, and then he'll be able to eat and be exempt from ISIS because the worker is allowed to hold himself back and then biblically eat from the other one that he waits till he gets to, which is a higher quality one. And again, that's then from the biblical heter, which then is not obligating him in ISIS. Halach Yud Gimel. Hamaitzi Poyelim Lasalim Alach Basadim. Someone takes their workers to do work for him out in the fields. So, Bizman She'en Lehem Alav Mazayin is when they don't have any rights on him to be fed, which is, let's say, in the place that the custom is not to feed the workers. So oichel mepeish habasada, they're allowed to eat from the produce of the field, like we said before. But turin ma'isa, they exempt from ma'isa, like the halacha of a worker. But v'hush le'nigma malachtam, this is as long as the work wasn't finished yet. Because if the work was finished, then the worker does not have any rights to eat. And if they made a stipulation, so it would be like a mekach, which again, they would be forbidden to eat until you take ma'isa. Now, but let's say they do have rights on him that they had stipulated with the employer that they were going to get fed meals. So then lo yichlo, then they're not allowed to eat. Even though the work wasn't done yet. Why? Because you're not allowed to pay up your debt, which you owe to the workers, from untithed produce, because since he has to feed them, and in place of that he's given the payers that they're working with, that's like paying up the debt that he had made up with them with this untithed produce. It's like a sale. And the mekach is kevei lemaisa, if he goes and takes more than one at a time. But you would be able to take one at a time from the fig tree. Again, but not from the basket, but not from the back, not from the storage unit again, because that would be considered as already a kvias with a mekach, because this is a debt that he owes them. Look at that, Rami continues regarding the other elements, that of fire and the related one of melech, of salting, which, what's the qualification of these kviyas? So echad and halachi dalt, echad mavashal, whether one who cooks, bechad vashalik, whether one who boils, bechad covers, one who pickles, kaveh lemaisa, again, that's one of the six ways of establishing obligation of a maisa. Aval ma'ashen es aperis, but if someone smokes the fruits, at shechshir, until that makes it edible, by smoking it, there's a suffix again, that's doubt if that would be considered as a bishul ba'esh. Allah Ta'zvav had timing pairs by them. If someone digs and he conceals, he buries the fruits in the ground, or let's say in straw or in fertilizer, until it makes it that ripened to eat, that does not create a kviyas for ma'isa, because that's not qualified as cooking. Allah Ta'zvav, someone puts wine into a warm dish. Puts oil into a pot or be'ilpes kishim retachim or to a hot frying pan when it's hot. So nikbo lemaisa, again, that creates a kviyas for ma'isa. Mozik yain b'mayim chamim, let's say you dilute wine with hot water. Nikfa, again, that's also going to create a kviyas. And vein tzarech lemim bishal yain, you don't have to say that if you cook the wine, v'afel v'gas, and this is even by the wine press, which you didn't really have a gemar malachid, sh'as l'ishas min ha'she'asa, you wouldn't be able to drink from the wine until you take off ma'isa. Lachal yidzayin, hashum, garlic, vashachalayim, and kress, vachardel, and mustard, shashchokim, basad, bashemen, that was grinded in the field with oil. So nitbu lemaisa, they become tavel already for mice. And the reason for that is because since they're sharp, so the grinding is like cooking it, which is different because it's not any less than like salting something, which these already have their sharpness inside of them. And mechen haseichet eshkol techakai, so they're going to squeeze out a cluster of grapes into a cup. Nikba, that creates a kvis. The reason for that is because that's a new formation from a food item of a grape into a liquid, that of grape juice, so it's not any less than cooking, which also changes the chemical properties. And since he's putting it in the cup, that's like combining it, and therefore you have both the gemar malocha and you have the kviyas. Let's say he puts it, however, into a dish, which has food, and you're squeezing from the grape inside the food, it doesn't qualify as, quote, mashka, because mashka bala oichel, arika oichel, when you have a liquid going into a food item, as in this case, it's like the food item. So in nikva, that would not create a kfiyas for ma'isa. Halach yitches ha-meleach peres basad. If someone salts fruits out in the field, so nikfu, again, that creates a kfiyas because, as we said, malicha, salting is one of the ways of being kevela ma'isa. Now, but let's say tavel azizim achas b'melech v'ochel, let's say someone dips the olives one by one in the salt and eats it, so potter, that would be exempt. Ha-petzeh azizim k'deish yitzah asraf mehem, because again, that's, although you have kfiyas, but you don't have gemar malocha, it's only one at a time. Someone, let's say, crushes the olives because he wants to get the sap, the white liquid, out of the olives. So potter, that would be exempt because the sap is not really considered as a mashka. So it's not really forming a mashka of a meichel. And therefore, again, that wouldn't have the halacha, like we said, comparatively of bishul. Hanoitel zesim in the matan. If someone takes the olives from the place where they gather the olives until they become softened, and you could go ahead and extract the oil from it. Toibel achas achas b'melech b'eichel, you could dip one at a time in salt, and he could eat them, again, because the salt only makes it a kviyas if it's two at a time. The malach v'nas levon, but let's say he salts and puts it in front of him, chayev, that would already be an obligation. But chen kliyas, if there's anything similar like that, which again, you're doing them more than one at a time, would be a kviyas. Halach yitest, Ram continues regarding another way of creating a kviyas for ma'aser, is truma, as we said, from the six different ways. Hatoim peiris of truma, someone takes a truma from his peiris. Even shetzarch liter macharei shnei, that you really have to take up another truma After that, for example, let's say he took from that which only rabbinical obligated and that which is biblical obligated. So we consider it as truma, but you have to take up a second truma. Nikvah l'maisa, that itself already makes it as a kfiyas l'maisa. And v'leichel mem arayat sheyetzah truma shnibi asa, you not eat it as a snack until you go and take up a truma a second time and you take up maisa. Another one of the six ways is that of Shabbos. Peirush nigma malachtim, regarding produce that has finished its work. So you already have the gemar malacha, you're waiting for the kfiyas, which one of the six ways is v'chosh chalim leil Shabbos. And becomes dark on Friday night. Nikfu, that creates a kfiyas. And below yichel mehem, and live you eat from them. Afal achashem is even after Shabbos. Achi as until you first take of ma'isa, because the eating, the edibility of Shabbos is a kfiyas. Like the pasuk says, "Bekaras l'Shabbos." I think eating a Shabbos is a whole malach, a whole ma'isa, and therefore that creates a kfiyas. Halacha chalav tenaikis. If there's young children, should tumnu to'ein l'Shabbos that they went, they hid away the figs for Shabbos, which already had a gemar malacha in the fields or in the gardens. But it wasn't yet, didn't have a kfiyas in the house or in the courtyard yet. V'shachul asan, they forgot to take off ma'isr, so lo yichla matzah Shabbos, now they eat it on matzah Shabbos, because even if it wasn't designated, like we said in the previous halacha, Shabbos is kaveyed, and now eat on matzah Shabbos, achi asr, until you first take off ma'isr. Halacha beiz, te'ina, regarding a fig tree, shoyesim yuchedis le'lechel perisab Shabbos. It was designated that from this tree is where they eat its fruits for Shabbos. V'likit me'menekal kola, and then they gathered from that fig tree a basket where once you took all that you needed, that's considered like a gemar malacha and becomes a kvias for ma'aser. So lo yoichel, it's not for you to eat from it even from before Shabbos, even as a snack, achayas until you first take a ma'aser. Why? Since these fruits are designated for Shabbos, v'shabbos kvias, and Shabbos makes a kvias, here even before Shabbos, since it's designated for that, it's already like it has that quality of Shabbos and it already becomes obligated ma'aser. Some have this as halacha of gimel. If let's say someone was eating a snack, be'eshkol, from a cluster. Now, a cluster itself is considered like a marmalacha, but you didn't have a kvias yet. But then b'chashkol leb leil Shabbos, in the middle of eating from these grapes, and then becomes Friday night. Lo'yig ma'chalasa b'chavos, he's not finished eating on Shabbos. Achi aser, until, in other words, until of less, he had taken off ma'aser from before Shabbos, because on Shabbos itself, you now take off ma'aser. B'minicham, but let's say he put them away. La'achar Shabbos, for after Shabbos, well, then Harizu Gomer, then he's not actually finished eating it on Matzah Shabbos, and that does not create a kvias because he had already started and it wasn't for Shabbos, and Shabbos will not make a kvias because he actually put it away. Then actually he's not finished eating it without the Meiser on Matzah Shabbos.